Start the regular city council meeting for Wednesday, March 24th. It's 5:30. With a call to order. Mike Shields is here, Colleen Scott, Don Greiner, myself, Dan Richard. We have a quorum. Will you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. So unless something's changed, I don't think we have any public comments at this time, so we're going to move on to our added agenda items. There actually are three items, our budget calendar, flags and lights schedule, and our high school updates. We'll speak about those right after our consent agenda. We have our consent agenda for tonight. Includes the March 10th, 2021 regular city council meeting minutes. Do we have a motion to accept the consent agenda, or is there any discussion points?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
So we have a first and a second. All those in favor of approving the consent agenda, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Perfect, so that comes down. All right, so we're going to just get our other matters over with quickly. Do we have like a staff report on them, Jeff?
I'll just bring you up to speed briefly. And for the first item, the budget calendar is proposed for the fiscal year 21-22 budget. I do want to make an amendment. They appoint budget officer and budget committee date from April 10th to the 14th. I got the calendar day wrong. The 14th would be our first meeting in April. And per my discussion with SGR accountants, this is essentially the mirror image of what we've done in years past prior to my arrival here. We're just moving back the appointment date a couple weeks, but other than that, we're on schedule for everything. And I'll expand on that when you ask for staff comments with regards to the budget process.
Thank you. All right, so we also had the flags and lights scheduled.
I'll defer to Mr. Obrist.
Yeah, so in front of you, you have a tentative schedule for the American flags along Highway 97, first for Huntington, and then also winter lights for when we do our decorations in the wintertime. Pretty self-explanatory. Did want to add a disclaimer that, you know, weather dependent, these dates could shift around just a little bit, specifically with the lights. If there's a bunch of snow on the ground, we might push it back, you know, the first week of March or something and bring to take them back down, but we'll try to stick to the schedule pretty close.
Have we incorporated someone with a bucket truck to find out why only half of the tree lights?
Yeah, there was quite a few that weren't working. So we're gonna have to replace all those lights on that tree, is what we figured.
Right, I just didn't know if one of the trees, you know, or if one of the strings was bad or actually required individualizing the lights.
Right, yeah, so you're talking to the big tree at the Triangle Park? Yeah. We're just going to go through and replace them all is our goal.
Perfect.
Before next season.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And then in closing, Mr. Miller wanted to make sure that you got his report. He turned that into us after we finished the packet, but he wasn't able to be here tonight. So, and I did want to ask the council if you could make a motion and second a vote on the calendar just so that we have that on the record. You can approve it or you can amend it as you see fit.
On the budget.
On the calendar.
Mr. Mayor, I'll make a motion to approve the budget calendar fiscal year 2021-22.
Okay.
With the amendment.
We have a first with the amendment. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
We have a first and a second to accept the budget calendar for fiscal year 2021-22. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so it passes as amended.
I noticed one error or correction to my flyer. It's not Labor Day, it's Veterans Day. It would be November 4th through the 18th in remembrance of Veterans Day. I have on here Labor Day, which would be inaccurate.
I guess the Lapine Hawks thing is pretty self-evident.
Correct.
All right. So then, that's good. So we're going to move into item number two, which is our Habitat for Humanity SDC request discussion. Mike, do you have an opinion on this?
Yeah, I definitely want to see it go forward. I'm still concerned about the traffic issue. Is there another way we can... somehow or other resolve this to where we're not affecting the income for the traffic?
Right.
You know, there's...
That's your concern?
Yeah, that is my concern, yeah.
Okay. Colleen?
I know that they are in need of a decision, and so I am hopeful that we can come to consensus on something for them tonight. I understand the street SDC, and I know we were checking with the county regarding the sewer SDC. Do we have just a brief explanation on that?
Yes, so the sewer SDC goes to pay off a loan that the county took out a number of years ago for water protection and mitigation efforts as water is affected by wastewater containment. So basically, the county collects that SDC. It's a direct pass-through to them, and they apply that money to their principal and interest on the loan. If that is waived, then the city is basically, we're not just waiving it, we are actually paying capital out of our own accounts for that SDC. And it's my understanding the Board of County Commissioners, while they did not take a vote, would not be in favor of that.
And thank you for that update. And then based on the information that we have received, I would be in favor of allowing for the waiver of the water SDC based on the opinions of what we've heard.
Don Greiner?
That kind of, in a way, disappoints me about the county. I really feel that we should waiver the water. And now that there's nothing that we're going to get from the county, I'm not so sure that I wouldn't go along with waiving the roads too. Although I am not in favor of it, I still feel that we owe them something, or we don't owe them, but we get so much from them that it'll more than offset the costs for that.
Right, myself, I had spoken with the county, and I had even proposed that we split 50-50 on the sewer thing. You know, we carry a little bit longer and they waive half, and they were not interested in that. The county had instructed me that they give away land, not revenue. And so at some point or another, I myself felt that providing relief of the SDC for the water would be very easy. I still am very split on the transportation SDC, because we do need a transportation department. And at some point or another, I don't feel that the decisions that we would make for tonight would be binding in perpetuity, but at some point or another, you know, we could always reconsider in future projects taking and relieving the transportation or the sewer when we got caught up with the county. So I don't know. How do you feel, Mike?
Well, with what you said and with what Don said, maybe we should just go ahead and give up the transportation PDC and move this thing forward. And hopefully we can get the county to work better with us in the future.
Okay. Do you feel that same way? Do you?
I just have one more question. Would this require then, and would you be developing an ordinance to make this happen?
Correct. We would would be looking at the ordinance, the example that Habitat provided us with from the city of Tillamook, and sharing that with our legal counsel to develop one that's tailored to our needs.
Well, then my opinion would be based on the consensus of Mike and Don, I would be willing to go along with waiving the street and water SDC, but not the sewer SDC.
I think we have a consensus then at this point. Do we need to take a vote on this?
You're not taking legislative action until the ordinance is before you, but if you want to go on record, I mean, it's up to you. You don't have to.
Okay, well, just to make it quick and easy, all those in favor of relief on the SDC of the transportation and water and still retaining the SDC for the sewer so that we can make our county payment, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, so there we go. Our next order of business is the applications for county or for city council, whereas we have Kathy Van Dam, Courtney Ignazito, Janine Earls, and Janice Curtis Thompson. Do we have any discussion on this, Mike?
All my feelings are the same as from before.
Okay, and so if you would just express those.
Doesn't this?
Well, like I say, I try to lean to where I think the voters would go. Looking at the last elections, Janine Earls would probably win the most votes. The other two applicants we have here, I'm sure, are equally capable people. But I like to see diversity. We have two school teachers, which is great. So let's pick one.
I'm not a school teacher.
Yeah, but you have been. You've been with the school, I guess, is what I'm saying. Been involved with the school all the time. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing or a good thing.
No, I'm just clarifying.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said before, I know none of these people at all, even though some of them lived here for many years. I still don't know them. And so I'm just trying to base my decision on what I feel the voters would do.
Sure. Okay. Colleen?
I would concur with what Mike says. I looked up the number of votes that Kathy received for the last election. It was 433. So based on that information, since we have literal votes that were given, it would appear to me that she has the support of quite a few citizens. So I would be in favor of appointing Kathy. And I also agree with you that all four candidates are qualified, and just again, like kind of like what you were saying, going for diversity, I was leaning a little different way. I would go for Courtney. Is it Ignazito?
Ignazito. It's okay, I still have to sound it out. So.
Okay. And so that would, but I am certainly willing to listen to comments from other council members.
John Greiner?
I think the first thing that we have to understand is that according to what we got in our rules here, that the mayor can make a nomination, however, the mayor cannot vote. And it requires over 50% of the council. That means Mike and you and I are the ones that will vote, and we all have to agree, or it goes carries over to the next meeting, just so we're clear on that.
Right, now, just to clarify that, you can nominate and agree on one person tonight, and then on the next meeting when you have four of you, then you can nominate and agree on a second person when you have a majority also.
So. You can do that, or you can do both tonight, whichever the council agrees to do.
if all three of you agree.
I agree to that. How about you, Colleen?
Well, I guess I wanted your opinion on who stands out for you, just so that we see whether we're all on the same page, and then I'm fine with appointing one person tonight. I will go with the consensus of the council on that.
Well, my personal opinion is Kathy and Courtney. Kathy and Courtney. That's my opinion.
Who was your person?
I think that Janine would be the number one person. And I'm open to suggestion on the other two.
Since we are all in consensus on Kathy Van Dam, may I make a nomination, or actually a motion to nominate that Kathy Van Dam be appointed to fill one of the council seats.
I'll second the motion.
Perfect. We'll do a roll call vote on this. Mike?
Aye.
Colleen?
Aye.
Don?
Aye.
Okay, so we have three ayes for Kathy Van Dam. All right. So now we have one more person. We have two votes for Courtney and one vote for Janine. So is there any discussion on this, or do we want to take and wait until we can swear Kathy in and get her opinion at our next meeting?
I would rather do that, yes.
Okay, so.
Just one other question. Do we also have the option to go into executive session tonight and have further discussion, or is that not?
It was noticed, so yes, you do.
So that's also.
Would anyone prefer to go into executive session and discuss this?
I feel it would be worthwhile, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we're gonna go into executive session, and we will do this right now so that we can take in come back after the executive session, and then possibly straighten this out. So pursuant to